You're listening to The Wicked Horror Show, powered by the Dorkening Podcast Network. For more information, check out thedorkening.com.
Deadly Grounds Coffee knows how important your coffee is to you. Every batch is roasted to perfection with a unique special method that brings out the richest, deepest, smoothest flavor you'll ever find. We're coffee freaks too, and deadly serious about our brew. Just one sip and you'll know why we say, once you go deadly, you don't go back. It's truly coffee to die for. So when you're ready to get a little deadly, get online and order yours at getdeadly.com. It's coffee so good, it's scary.
Hey everybody, welcome to another Wicked Horror Show. I'm Kevin, and as always, I'm joined by Tony.
What is going on, Pete?
And of course, you know, every once in a while we have Angel on. Angel, how you doing?
What is going on, people?
As well. Yeah. And today, there's a new YouTube show. Well, it's not that new, but it's I'm like obsessed with it. And it's really fun. And it's like a new kind of like horror host kind of deal going on. Uh-huh. And that would be called Imaginarium's Dungeon of Doom. And we have two of the peeps from that. How you doing? Hello.
I'm Night Beast, host of Imaginarium's Dungeon of Doom.
And I'm Ben Petra, the Destroyer.
Hey.
Hi. Oh, snap. So thanks for coming on, guys. It's something that I've been, since episode one, I've been trying to get people to watch it. It's just really fun.
This is very true. He's been telling me, like, every week did you check it out? There's a new episode.
He's like, no, I haven't. And then I'll share it on here, like, afterwards, and I'll just be like,
it's so fun and cool to hear people like talk about it, because we're just, you know, doing weird shit and having fun, and
it's so much fun making it
whenever too. You're telling us, you're just like, I'm trying to get people to watch this. I'm just like, ooh,
thanks.
It's fun. I mean, it's one of those things where, like, I think that if people like had their eyes on it, I think it would take off, because it's fun, it's short, it's not too long, so it's like perfect, you know. It's fun. You have like fun little like, not sketches, but segments that, you know, it just makes it enjoyable, and it's a little different. It's not very serious, and it's funny, and plus your art is amazing. That's how I came across it, was because of your art, and very, very original, different kind of art. And one thing that I've also said, and I think I told you when you were on A Secret Underground Hideout, is that you charge way too like little for your art. But that being said, I can't afford it still. But I'm surprised when I see the price points. I'm like, what? That's it for that? I'm like, holy crap, because it's like actual paintings. It's not like a print. Now, I've paid that for a print somewhere, you know?
Yeah. But. Well, I mean, I guess I price everything as, you know, how long it takes me. Because most of those paintings that I do, I'm working at Horror Freak, my side job. And I'm painting while I'm, you know, helping customers out and, you know, running the cash register and stuff like that. So I'm just like, I just don't think I should be charging that much for something, I guess.
He's a Jace of all trades.
Yeah,
for real. But it's,
yeah, you mentioned that as well, Kevin. He was like, he showed me your Instagram and everything, and like the big head, like
the mask.
What is it? Mask and stuff that you had.
Yeah.
And I was looking at some of the and I was looking at some of the price. I'm like, I would have to buy me one, because I'm like, I've always been on like a Killer Clowns from Outer Space kick, and I'm like, I wonder. And then he went through. He's like, oh look, they have it. And then I'm like, I'm looking. I'm like, okay, I might have to, you know, put some money out there and buy it for myself.
I do payment plans. I usually just deposits, and then, you know, if you want to pay the other deposit whenever I'm done, it's just, I mean, I'm willing to work with people. I know people don't have a whole lot of money, so.
But still, the artwork is ridiculous. It's funny too, because the way that you do it, it's done with like expanding foam and stuff like that. It's
just, I love that.
Yeah, it's just a different medium, you know. So,
surprisingly, a lot of people. Unsurprisingly, a lot of people try to figure out like how they ask me a lot of questions, and I'm kind of unwilling to let people know how to do it, because I struggled on how to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's not like anything out there that you can just look up or read. and trying to figure out how to use expanding foam. So I'm just like, I'm not willing to like give up all my secrets. I'll let them know some stuff. But other than that, I'm just like, well, you know, I started doing process shots of my masks. Yep. Not really showing people how to do things, but like giving away a little bit of thing, you know, a little bit here and there to help them out. I mean, because I don't want to give up everything.
No. Right, right, right.
It's my selling point, basically.
Yeah, proprietary.
Right.
Yep.
Well, exactly. That's the thing is, even still, if someone figured out somewhat of the method, it's still your style of art. So,
yes.
Which is not exact, you know, the paintings are very like kind of abstract, but still amazing at the same time. And it's just, it's your style. So it's great. So
yeah, you got some new ones that you posted on your Instagram, Leatherface and Freddy here that are
like the weird colors and stuff like that. You've done a lot of Leatherfaces, and if I bite, that's what it'll be. It'll be
my nickname is Leather Jace. Not really, but I can't give myself a nickname. But if it was, if I could, it'd be Leather Jace, because I don't know. Since I was like 7, I'd be like, Leatherface! Like, I'd fucking like go attack my brothers and shit like that. Because it was the Texas thing, obviously, because I've been, you know, in Texas, and I used to think that like it was a true story when I was a kid.
Oh,
yeah. I was just like, oh my God. I was like, is this really a movie or is it like based off?
The first one, they say it's based off of, but it's very roughly based off of.
And then until I saw the second one, which was my favorite, I was like, oh, okay. This is make believe. Yeah. Oh,
The first one's my favorite, but I totally respect the the second one completely. After that, I'm done. Like after the second one, I'm like, meh, whatever. but the first one is still like my favorite, and it's still like one of my favorite horror movies altogether. But I don't know. It's really cool, and it's good to see that you were at a young age when you got into it and stuff like that. But so, how much did your art? Night Beast is your mask, but the actual idea for the show, where did it all come from? Like, was it inspired by anything in particular?
So I've always been a Pee Wee Herman fan, so Pee Wee's Playhouse, and I was always like an Elvira fan, and you know, I'm a big Rob Zombie fan, and he used to have those little, you know, old school kind of like horror icon, or not horror, or horror hosts that he you know, start some of his movies. And I just always wanted to do a Pee-wee's Playhouse meets like Mike, like a creature instead of like, you know, an actual like ghoul or like a ghost or whatever, or hot babe. I'm like, you know, why not do something like Chop Top meets War meets, you know, somebody that just doesn't give a shit about what he says. And, you know, it's just like, hey, I'm just here to have fun. And that's what we're, you know, that's the character in itself. And loves just, you know, shit that everybody else in the horror community would like. Like, you know, his vest has pins of, you know, has Leatherface. It has all these pins and stuff that celebrate all the horror, especially in the 80s and 90s. Because that's probably my favorite era of horror. It's mostly whenever shit, I just lost my train of thought.
and a cape.
Practical effects fan.
Yeah.
So,
I think I think you have the like the freaked pin on your vest as well, and your style is very reminiscent of that, which is amazing. So
yes.
Yeah, I was gonna say that he does. He has the freaked half, the Two-Face.
The mask.
Yeah, a couple years ago, I made a whole monster with a moving jaw, and that was
the full out monster, not the half and half though, like the
full out, the full fledged one.
Have you done a Stewie Glick?
I want to do one. I want to do one of him so bad. I just haven't. I literally this year's been, and I'm so thankful. This year's been so, or the past year has been so fucking awesome with like business. I don't think I've ever been busier. I don't know why it is. I think people are not traveling a whole lot. So obviously, because you know. And there's more money to spend on other things that make them happy. Yeah. And you know, I think that they're just more willing to spend their money on something that's unique and one of a kind. So
yeah,
sure. Hopefully it keeps going. So
yeah, well, I don't think it wouldn't, you know. I think if anything, it's gonna get bigger and bigger. And I think Imaginarium's Dungeon of Doom is also going to get bigger and bigger. Fingers crossed. Because people, if not, people are just dumb. But yeah,
I must say, after I sat down and watched all of them today, yeah. And and it's one of those things where you were saying it was interesting because you were saying it's like Pee Wee Herman meets a few things. When I was sitting there, it had like the old like Tom Green style, like his show meets what's his name from Space Ghost. What's his name? Drax or whatever.
Drax.
So I thought it was a mix of them two, and I'm just like with a little horror aspect into it, and I'm just sitting there, I'm like, this is brilliant. And the one short where you had the death scenes where he was like the imaginary friend or whatever, and he's like, I'm back and whatever. That was probably my favorite one, and I'm just sitting there, I'm like, this has that like makings or whatever. So when you bring up like Pee Wee Herman, I was like, Now I see part of it, but I wasn't thinking that when I was watching.
I'm actually a big fucking Brack fan. I used to be in high school. That was like, I would just go up to people and just start talking like Brack.
You have to do the voice.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm going up there on TV land. My name's Brack.
I still there was one thing in one episode that made me laugh so hard. I still think of it whenever anyone mentions like a chicken or something, and it's Mr. Bok-Bok. I think that's hilarious.
So he's
like, hey, Mr. Bok-Bok. Like that was like the chicken's name is Bok-Bok. I don't know why that really got me so much, but anyways, it's great. So that's awesome.
I used to watch that all the time when I was a kid. So yeah, that does have an effect, and I can clearly see, you know, because Space Ghost is a cartoon, but Space Ghost Coast to Coast was it's like own talk show, which totally has. And I would love to do that. Actually, you know, whenever we get the studio made up, because the mid-season finale was kind of like supposed to give us some time to actually make our studio. Like an actual like set.
Since it got completely invaded by brain eaters.
Oh yeah. It's destroyed. Yeah.
It is completely destroyed. That's why we have to be out here, not the studio. Yeah.
Watch your weed, folks, because could be some weird shit in there that makes you turn into a zombie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was another funny, why are we running so fast when they're so slow?
That was my niece and nephew God, she did so good. I didn't really hit her, but the first take that he wasn't filming. I she did it so perfectly. Like I swung and she swung back so far she almost fell and her glasses flew off. And I was like, did you record that?
Even she was like, did you get that? Did you get it? We're like, no, we were practicing. Dang it.
They love this shit. So.
They were so angry that their names were not in the credits at the end. Oh, it was hilarious. They're like, I like the episode, but I'm very disappointed that our names are not in the credits.
Yeah.
And they're like 8 or 10.
I can understand that, but I would be, at the same time feeling like I want to be able to tell people, hey, you can come see me on this and, you know, be proud that it's something cool. But
due to the snowstorm in Texas that we had, that like literally pretty much flatlined everybody for a week, like it kind of sent our filming schedule. Like, I mean, we had to rush everything. So we filmed everything that Tuesday. And he had everything edited and ready to go for that last episode by Friday or by Thursday at 9 o'clock.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm just, Jesus.
For the countdown. Yeah.
So we forgot a lot of, like, a couple of things, but like, Totally Awesome Murder, we were supposed to make the death scene with her at the very end, Totally Awesome Murder, but we forgot to put it in there.
Yeah. The whole thing was supposed to be Totally Awesome Murder, but it was totally awesome.
And you know, if you pay attention to what's on in the background right now, if you're watching, because this is going to be an audio podcast as well, but that's the where the Totally Awesome Murder VHS goes in. It's right there. There's little things I like too, like, you know, like that every time you're displaying a VHS, it just falls out of the sleeve. I like that a lot too. I think it's funny.
I'm trying to get little gimmicks in there. I don't know. I mean, hopefully they're working. I mean, you probably like them, but I'm trying to do my, you know, just memorable things that people are just like, is he going to drop the tape? It didn't drop the tape.
There it is. Yeah. I don't know. That'd be awesome if you could figure out how to do guests and stuff like with Space Ghost Coast to Coast. That'd be awesome.
So
I'm sure we could hook it up. I'm sure we can.
We have ideas for that.
Yeah,
we got some regulars. We got some regular like horror icons that we're in contact with. We could probably get them to to jump on that.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm thinking Felicia Rose. She'd be down for
it. I've met Felicia Rose. Yeah, she's amazing.
She's been on. Yeah, she's the best person in the world. But we've had her on a bunch of times. But I don't know. Lloyd Kaufman is sure we do it too.
The horror, because there's like one horror store in Texas and it's Horror Freak. And I have
there
a,
was.
Yeah, we're not going to discuss that. there's now two, but we don't talk about the other one because I don't know the name. She came into the store and signed autographs. This is pre-COVID, and she had a line out the door. Like, it was insane.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart, and she's one of the nicest people you'll ever meet at a convention and stuff too. So
she's so tiny.
Yep. Yeah,
I didn't realize how short she was until I met her in person. When I took a picture with her, I was just like,
yeah, she's a little lady. But yeah, that'd be sick. So like, was it always a plan to have both of you in it, or like, I don't know, Petra, have you been in any of the other stuff? I was trying to pick you out in other things, and I don't know if I noticed.
Well, I actually have never been in any of his other stuff. I was very shy, and because I kept quiet to myself for the longest time, I was never really asked or wanted to act in a lot of stuff because I was like, you guys are doing so great. Like, I'm a fan on this side. And then one day we started doing karaoke, and of course, I'm just like, well, I'm scared to do karaoke. And he's just like, well, why don't you go up there? And I finally did it. And we went in this deep spiral down karaoke though. So that kind of helped me get out of my like comfort zone. And apparently the director thought I was hilarious. So whenever you guys,
he's our friend. You don't
he's our friend. He's director, our friend.
Carlos. The dude shit's not here right now. He missed out, bitch.
He is gonna miss.
Yeah, he's at home washing his hair or something. I don't know.
He's doing something.
He's like, I'm editing. Like,
yeah. I'm creating art. Whatever.
Yeah. No, but it was crazy because like we, while they were talking about it, I ended up being like, well. Or not I, but they ended up asking me to be like, well, whenever there's some kind of horror show, there's usually, you know, someone on the side, like spitting out witty comments. Why don't you be that? And I was like, oh, I'll try. So, of course, I get in there and I'm so nervous. And so that's why, like, the first few episodes, I'm like, I don't know what to say. I don't think it was until, like, the Valentine's Day episode where I actually, like, murdered you.
Yeah. It took her killing me in order to actually feel comfortable.
Yeah, I was like, man, I was a clown and I killed someone, but man, I'm not there yet.
I gotta kill my husband.
But kill you. And after that, like, I ended up like kind of coming out of my show. I'm like, oh, I freaking love this. This is kind of crazy.
I didn't know. Like, I had assumed that you had been on other things. That's why I was trying to find you. I was watching.
I write better parts for her than I do for myself, just because.
Oh, yeah.
I get into it.
Well, I married her because of her personality, and her personality shines whenever she lets go, and she's starting to let go. So she's starting to get fucking awesome. Like the last scene in episode 6 of Dungeon of Doom.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm
about
just like,
that.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just going to stand back there. I'm going to let you do your thing. I don't need to be like, you know, karate chopping it, because I did that in Thieves. I was like, I don't need to be doing that. And I was like, this is like, let's let you stand out and do something.
Practicing my sword
skills.
It was
fucking awesome.
I was so happy. I was like, yes. Yeah. But yeah, I've never been anything else except for this, but hopefully I can be in more.
No.
Yeah. No. He's like, nope, just real quick. I just want to say, one of our regulars, Sergio, is in the chat room. He just wanted to make sure everyone, he said hi. So he just wanted to make sure that,
hi, Sergio.
What up, Sergio?
Yeah, he said awesome masks.
Yeah, he did say awesome masks. So yeah, Sergio's the man. And we appreciate that he's here. But
you cut us off at any time because we talk too much.
That's okay.
That's why you're here.
I've done a couple podcasts with y'all and with you specifically, Kevin, and you know me. I'll fucking ramble all day.
You guys listen to podcasts? You guys listen or watch podcasts?
Do what?
Do you check out any other podcasts? Like, do you watch or listen to any
of y'all's podcasts?
No, just in general.
Man, obviously Last Podcast on the Left, because I'm a huge serial killer fan.
Scared to Death podcast, I freaking love.
I haven't checked that one.
Of course, can't name them all though. I'm an asshole.
Yeah, there's way too many. No, but the last podcast on the left is a good time. And I don't know, Henry Zebrowski. I try to track down everything he does because he's just ridiculous. But
yeah, he is.
But yeah,
I mean, it's a Gordon scale. If y'all like, you know, unknown true crime type stuff. Mm-hmm. Sort of scale is really good to listen to.
Evil Examined is good too. When a guy that we know from the cons and stuff, it's a really good true crime podcast, and they get into weird stuff. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Evil Examined, and they write one of the guys writes books too.
Yeah, he's an author.
If y'all like ghost, well, not really ghost stories, but it's kind of like an old Art Bell type podcast. It's called Jim Harold's Campfire. He has people call in, and he does. He listens to their ghost stories, cryptid stories, alien stories. Like, people come in with other stories, and it's pretty freaking crazy.
Nice. I'm always looking for new things. I listen to mostly comedy podcasts, so it's, you know, sometimes I'm like, all right, I need to change it up. You know, it's just all Your Mom's House and like, I don't know, all those guys and like the Legion of Skanks. I listen to them, but I don't know, whatever.
She listens to one that's pretty funny called Dungeon Daddies or what is it called? Dungeons and Daddies.
But it's not a BDSM.
It's not.
Dragon kind of thing with just dads.
Dungeons and Daddies.
It's based on the Dungeons and
Dragons. Oh, okay.
D&D. I almost said
D&D. Dungeons of Doom. No, but it's about four dads who basically like end up crossing this realm, and they end up losing their sons, and they're trying to find them. And it's hilarious because it's all, they're basically rolling dice as if they're playing Dungeons.
Oh, no, they really are playing.
No, they are really playing.
That's their little notebook.
Yeah, like Harmon Quest. Harmon Quest was like that too.
And there's actually, I forgot what they call the headmaster or the whatever.
Dungeon
the
master. He's a dungeon master.
Yeah, dungeon master.
They call him Dungeon Daddy.
Yeah,
Dungeon Daddy. That's creepy and weird.
Daddy Dungeon.
Yeah.
So, or Hello from the Magic Tavern. That's a fun one too.
Yeah. Nice. Now, do you guys have like stuff already planned for the next season or half of season or whatever you're planning on doing?
So we're going to have, I don't want to give too much away, but we got some, so every episode, if you probably can tell, has a theme in it. Mm-hmm. So we have some other stuff that's going to be horror related still, but not quite horror related. Like, we have, you know, one of them that I really want to do is a wrestling one. And, so that one, and then we might hit on, like, a Power Rangers style type one. Just because, like, I mean, there's tons of monsters in there that are kind of awesome. And that has a big significance in my art.
Eyeball monsters and the fish monsters.
Yeah. So awesome.
We try to make a theme for each episode.
Yeah, so we want to do maybe like a Jurassic Park Safari type one as well. Yes. So we got plans.
We're already writing too.
Oh, so yeah, we're just trying to write the next six episodes. So they're coming along. But now we're doing another one where it's Carlos Gets Cultured.
Yeah.
And that one is basically just us getting hammered and watching a movie. Well, he's watching it for the first time, and
I don't like how, as a filmmaker, how does he not see these movies? I mean, you're only two episodes in right now, but they're both movies that I'm like, huh? Like, how come
The Labyrinth and the Evil Dead were the first two?
Yeah,
I've never seen.
So I've known him since 2009, and he told me because he came here from Mexico in seventh grade. And he, you know, didn't speak a lick of English, and he learned from like Sesame Street or something like that. I can't remember. And he speaks great English now. He said he basically, you know, he always wanted to be a director, but he's just never seen any of like the cult classic stuff that has a huge, you know,
huge impact.
He's obviously been influenced by some stuff because his stuff looks great. So he's been influenced. By
He's a fucking awesome editor. He went to school for filming too, and he's, you know, he's just getting better and better, you know, with each thing that he does. I just got to keep pushing him and over a cliff. until he's dead.
Yeah. But the quality of the stuff is great. Like Thieves looks awesome too. Like from beginning to end, Thieves looks great and it's wicked funny. And I don't know. It's a really good time. I legit would buy it on Blu-ray or DVD. I'm just letting you know. Just tell him.
Yeah, I'm gonna let him. You need. That's why I wish he was here on this podcast.
Me too. I was planning on saying something to him. I was planning on it. Be like, put it on a disc. Let me know how much and where to send it. Like,
I'll let him listen to this, and I'll be like, "Bitch, I told you should have came again."
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. But that's another thing too. Like, you know, with Imaginarium's Dungeon of Doom, I'm just saying you guys should do some T-shirts or something like a. Whatever.
She's got my. Well, I just came out with T-shirts for my art, and she's. Oh, I think you said you bought one, or there somebody is. Bought one.
Kano's there.
I didn't buy one. I know Scott bought some art from you. One of the guys on one of the other shows, he bought some art from you. But yeah. I mean, I don't know. Even so, that's just the Imaginarium Delirium shirt, though, right? That's not the Dungeon.
Yeah, we have plans. I'm probably gonna. I mean, I got to get somebody to draw something up because I paint. I'm not good with digital stuff. So usually, whenever I trust somebody and I like their style, I usually seek help somewhere else for like merch type stuff. Yeah. 100%. We need to get a Dungeon of Doom T-shirt, some pins or something, stickers.
Stickers, yes.
Oh. Be awesome. Everything's just neon, hot pink and purple and green.
Some capes.
Some capes.
Yes. Yes.
This guy knows what's up.
Oh my gosh.
He's like a couple times.
I don't know which way.
I think it's different.
Whoever.
I'm pulling Angel over here, but he's over there.
Yeah.
I'm right here.
Yes.
I'm right here.
Oh, okay. Here he is. Oh, there you are. Right so, do you think you would ever do like a paranormal themed episode? Sergio's asking if you're into the paranormal stuff.
We did that demons episode, and that we were fucking with a Ouija board and stuff like that. So that was kind of paranormal.
Ghost episode. Yeah, we did
that ghost episodes. It turned out better than I thought it was, but we didn't know what the hell we were gonna do for that one because we were just like everybody had shit to do.
Well, it started off as a totally awesome murder, but then we just kept filming and filming. We're like, we might as well just make it into an episode.
But how long do an episode? Like, usually, like, how long does it take you to film on average?
A day or two.
No, not a day.
Well, it all depends. Well, some episodes take a day. Like, basically, we usually, like, get everything in the studio recorded first. Mm-hmm. And I have to write down, you know, the video of the week, and I, you know, do that, and then Mayhem Monster Maker. So we try to, you know, shout out some artists online that we really like.
Yeah,
we do all that in the studio, and then you know, if we have segments at, like Dudes and Their Dogs, we'll pick a day where we do that, and then do everything else.
Yeah. So, I legit am constantly, like, I'm constantly saying that. Like, dudes and dogs. Like, it's the little bark at the end makes it.
Currently, my ringtone.
I made that. We were sloshed in the pool last summer, and I was just like, okay, I got an idea. I was like, why don't we go to the dog park and we interview people with their dogs? And I already had the theme song, dudes and their dogs, yeah. And I recorded it on my phone.
We started.
And you had that like real thin microphone too, like you were like Bob Barker on the old school Price is Right.
I did, exactly. I bought that online. I was just like, I have to have the tiny little microphone head, so I can make them really uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the costume made some people like, what the hell is going on? And then walk up.
First one, nobody wanted to talk to me. I was just like, I don't know. There was like a ton of people there. And I was just like, I keep going up. Hey, do you want to be on camera? No, don't talk to me. I was like.
You came in wearing the mask. You didn't come in not wearing the mask. You came in wearing the mask. So everyone's like, who is this guy?
Hey, don't worry about you, asshole.
Excuse me. Yeah. Excuse me. Can I talk to you for a second?
Good times.
It was perfect.
But finally, people started coming in, and they were just like, "Yeah, I'll interview."
Well, after the first interview, people were like, "Oh, this guy's actually not weird.
He's not going to
murder us. Yeah,
that's actually a microphone, not a knife. Yeah. Cool. Yeah,
you can stab someone with a microphone. You just have to try really hard.
Yeah, people
that one, that one, like, totally awesome. So it's kind of like a whip, and I just
yeah. I'm just imagining down the road, like when everything gets back to normal, I can imagine seeing you guys walking around a convention and doing like filming an episode.
Frightmare is gonna be coming up pretty quick, and they said they're gonna be open. So I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I'm definitely gonna go. I mean, my boss said he was already gonna be, because he owns a horror store, so he's just like, hey, you know, it'd be funny for you to just go out there, and I'll pay for your ticket. We'll go out there and freaking interview a bunch of people and do stupid shit. Not gonna punch somebody.
Yeah, that would be amazing. If anything would get me to finally go to Texas Frightmare, for real. I've been saying for years I want to go, because we always have friends that have like Billy Pond's there like every year, and
they're fun. Yeah. You just, I mean, unless you're staying there, like, or you live in the area. I mean, it is so fucking. It's kind of like a hard to get to, you know? Because last year when we went. I think the guy that did the own Shutter, like I ran into him, cause I ran into a bunch of VHS swaps. Cause we used to do regular VHS swaps around the area.
That's awesome.
He hit me up, or he saw me. He was like, hey man. He was like, dude, this is like the biggest Frightmare. I think they said that there was almost 35,000 people that showed up in the past day, and then it's like 33,000, 35,000. And then Sunday's always a little bit quieter, but that's a lot of people for that small hotel.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe one of these days. It's one of the ones I've been saying I want to go to for years. And now that everything's, you know, the way it is, like when things go back to normal, I'm like, I actually have to do this now. I have to. Yeah.
You'll hit me up. I'll show you around. You just let us know.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, it's we do conventions we were doing conventions all the time, but I don't know.
What conventions have you done recently? Have you done any recent ones?
Well, it's all up in this part of the country. So it's like Scarecon, and it was used to be one called Rock and Shock.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Rock and Shock was like Adam Green, who does like the Hatchet movies and stuff like that. He's like mentioned Rock and Shock in some of his stuff, because he's local to us as well. And like Scarecon was a good time. I used to we moderated panels and stuff. I actually moderated one with Elvira. You mentioned Elvira recently. And then, it was a good time. Yeah, it was a good time. But anyways, before we get too off track, I want to play the little trailer for Imaginarium's Dungeon of Doom. And then we're talking about some other stuff as well. But here is the trailer for Imaginarium's Dungeon of Doom. All of the episodes are now available on YouTube. You just go to what's the YouTube?
Daria Studios.
Yep. Yes.
Just like Dario Argento, but without the Gento.
Yeah, yeah. Or if you just do a search for Imaginarium's Dungeon of Doom, it comes up as well. But it's easier to spell Daria. So there you go. Here's the trailer.
Doom! January 2021! Get ready for your nightmares to come true.
Man, I watched that.
Now, who came up with that theme song? Because I must say, at the first time I watched it, I was just like, okay. I'm like, It starts off so like happy, and then it got that metal growl, then it goes back. I mean, it seems like you cut it a little bit in the later episodes.
Yeah, it was just I think people are gonna get lost if they're still watching the theme song a minute in. I was just like, let's just cut it down a little bit, just get on with it. And I mean. And it gave us more time to do other stuff in the episode, because we try to keep them, you know, around 12 minutes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was in a band for a long time before I was an artist. And my buddy that was my bass player, we still hang out a lot. And we just went over to his house and we're just like, okay, we need a theme song. And this is what I feel like it should be. So I just sing in the melody. And he's an audio engineer, so he has everything to record. And he's just like, "All right, let's do it." And I was just like, "Imaginarium, do 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 do." And he's just like, "Got it."
But he actually, you and him, Blake, they both recorded Blake also. Pichon. Yes, Dudes and Their Dogs and Funky Town Freak. Oh, yeah. So everything and a lot of the music that's also in Thieves. They did as well.
I was actually wondering that because I was poking around on the YouTube and I was going through some really old videos, like old school stuff. And there was one I saw. It was like of one of your bands, like playing at a small club live. And is the bass player in stuff as well? Is he in some of the videos? Like some of the.
Yeah. So Pichon, Blake Pichon is he's the tall guy that's in Thieves that has the nose rings.
Yep.
It's like we gotta ditch this bitch. Like that.
Yeah. But that's pretty cool. But and I was also wondering about some of the music too, because some of it I was like, is this something I know? Like I don't know if it was your vocals or not, but there was some of them I was like, is this like an acoustic like Against Me song or something? It was like the vocals sounded similar. But I'm like,
I think since we've known each other, we've had like a group of like five or to six friends that have been constantly like trying to do videos since like 2009. That's how I met up. Somebody didn't show up and I just happened to be hanging out with somebody else, a mutual friend. They're just like, "Hey, we need somebody to film with. Do you want to come?" And I'm just like, "Sure." So I ended up falling in a creek of frozen water just to get something, you know, something stupid and fun on camera. And then that's how we all met. And we've just been doing it ever since. Nice. Pretty much most of the music is either from him or from us in all the videos that we have. Like all the music in Thieves is from our band Wolf at the Door, and then me and him had a side project called I don't even remember, New Whiskey Moons, which is a very hipster sounding name. And then he has his own thing called Moon Tomb, which he does his own music with. But yeah,
Moon
it's all in house.
Yeah. So yeah, there was a one episode in Thieves when you guys took shrooms and you were in the woods. Was that you singing or was that someone else?
That was me.
Oh, nice. That was actually a pretty good song. I was like, oh, that's good.
It's called shit. Not shit.
That's not what it's called.
shit.
I can't tell. It's called shit. I'm stoned. Oh, fuck. We named it Buzz Cuomo.
Yeah.
We named Buzz Cuomo after the lead singer of that one band.
Buzz Cuomo?
Buzz Cuomo. I don't know.
It's a mixture of like Buzzo from the Melvins and like Rivers Cuomo from Weezer? Or?
Yes, that's exactly right. Like that's I said, my lead guitarist named that song because he was just okay. He wrote the melody instead or the guitar work for it. And I, you know, I'm always the guy, I can't play instruments for shit. So I just make up the lyrics and sing stuff like,
yeah, they used to just send you a track and then you would just add lyrics right after.
You throw me a beat and I'll sing on it. It doesn't matter.
Nice. You've been challenged, but Angel and I are just going to come up with weird beats.
Yeah. I'm cooking them up right now.
Yeah. Angel's a musician. Angel, you're a singer though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I play bass. Ooh. That stupid music at the very beginning was actually Bill from the other show in my old band.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's very bungalish. But anyways, enough about that. So, like, how long? So you said you met I'm forgetting his name.
Carlos
in 2009. Yeah. How long ago was Thieves made? Because, you know, you look different now than you did then. But how old is that?
Thieves was started in 2015.
Oh, wow.
We finished it in 2016 because it took a year with everybody's schedules. It just took a long time to film. And then we kind of all lost touch a little bit. And then as soon as, you know, we all kind of got our schedules back in in place and we're all able to hang out with each other again. You know, life happens. He wanted to film the very ending of that, because, you know, at the very ending, you see us going to Mexico, aka we're trying to go to Canada, but we went the wrong way.
GPS was upside down.
And and that was from the February before COVID hit that we filmed all that stuff. And then he's just like, okay, we're going to release this as, because we used to be Killing Zombies Productions. And he's like, well, we need to relabel ourselves and get our name out there better and focus on, you know, smaller things, but better production. And that's whenever he was just like, let's splice all this up into individual episodes and we'll re-release it basically. Cause we released it as a movie, man, I don't even know, probably in late 2016.
Yeah.
And you know, we couldn't really release a movie on YouTube. So we were just like, well, we had like a lot of viewing stuff like here locally that we tried to get people to come to, and it was pretty good, you know, but we ended it into a film, like a comedy film festival in Fort Worth. And it came in like fourth or third, I can't remember, but it's fun. It's fun stuff.
It's definitely important to me that it, like, now that it's edited into episodes, because the way that the finished product is, I feel like there's a lot more people who are invested in it, because they can just kind of stop it and it's like, oh, I'll watch the next episode, you know, tomorrow if I need to. And like, they'll end up watching it throughout the week. And I think, I don't know, the way he edited it, it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's cut up like really well, like the way that it's done. But at the same time too, I did sit and just watch it from beginning to end. So it's like, I could just skip the intro and just in a slight recap and then go right into it. But
I'm sure I can get you a copy just the whole movie.
That'd be awesome. I'd appreciate that. But either way. So Tony, did you end up checking that out? I've been telling you to watch that for a while too.
That I, with work and whatever, I just was watching the, hey, listen, I listened to you and I checked out the,
Imaginary.
I'm saying it like it's a bad thing, which wasn't, because I fell in love with all six episodes.
I watched it.
It came out very wrong at that point in time. I enjoyed what I watched, so I'm going to, after this, have to sit down and watch that as well, because he sat down, he was saying right after almost every show we had, he's like, did you see this episode, did you see that? And he showed me the dudes with dogs, I'm like, okay, definitely, that's when I'm like, it has this like Tom Green feel and whatever. And
That's the first episode. So it gets, the first episode was good, but it still just progressively even gets better. And
Because like I said, there was certain ones that got better and better. Like I said, the imaginary friend one, and then just a little like one liners that are in each one. I found myself, like, comedies nowadays, I don't find myself laughing at all, but some of the lines that were in some of them, like with the ghost friend or whatever, and you're doing Ouija board, you're like, just the way you stop, you're like, get the ghost. I don't, you know, it's, I laugh definitely.
Don't delay, send me someone super happy.
Yep. I was like, I wasn't if he's going to drop it, and then the ghost comes out and whatever. But yeah, it was definitely a few that I found myself laughing out loud. Like, comedies don't do it for me. Like, I grew up with like the Mel Brooks, like, comedy and all that stuff. So some of this, it had that feel to it, but there was definitely especially with the zombie one, I'm just like, why? Because at one point I'm like, oh, they're going pretty fast, and then you turn and they're like not even close to you. And I found myself laughing a lot.
Yeah.
Well, Thieves is pretty funny. It's like, and it's not like slapstick humor. It's just funny, and it's not like looking at the camera winking kind of humor. You know, like the one thing I'm thinking of is like when you filled your pants with weed and then you're running down the sidewalk and you can see it all gathered around your ankles. I'm like, that's just funny.
Dude, I called myself Gumby Boy for like a year after that. I was just like, oh, it's Gumby.
Well, I was laughing out loud because he was just like, I am so, let's get so fucked up. Wait, so fucked up what? so fucked up what?
A lot of the stuff, I doubt you know this, but a lot of it, it's very loose script based. So we have something that we're just like, okay, this is what we're working towards. So yeah. I need you to get from point A to point B, and you need to like mention this, but it's mostly improv stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys all work really well together. I mean, there's a lot of people. I was actually thinking a lot while watching Thieves. I was like, I wonder if these guys do other things. Like the guy that was like the pimp guy. I'm like,
oh yeah, Lawrence.
I'm like, this dude's got to be in other stuff. Like with other people. What's that?
He's an accountant at the zoo.
Is he really?
I don't know if he is anymore, but the last time I talked to him, he was.
He's an accountant at a zoo.
Yeah. Or so he worked for.
Counts monkeys or make sure
an accountant.
Yeah.
Not a counter at the
zoo. Okay.
He's a counter at the zoo.
Yeah. People put things on him like their drinks.
Well, we had our first feature film was called Degenerates, and it was a what is that motorcycle gang show? It's a
Sons of Anarchy.
Yes,
Sons of Anarchy meets zombie apocalypse, and that was our first feature film. And we learned a lot after filming that. So Lawrence, the guy that played the pimp, is in that one as well, and he plays somebody. And that one's like, I don't know. That was fun to film. We had a lot of extras and a lot of people helping on it. But I mean, we learned a lot. From that one, I don't know if that's on YouTube or not.
I'm gonna say it doesn't sound familiar. I was poking around, but I don't know. And then you have the Devil's Mask, right?
Yes.
And that one it's only two episodes. Like each one is about 11, 12 minutes.
But
to be honest with you, though, I think you could expand on it. Like I think that it could be made into something more.
Yeah, and we definitely left it open for. For another show, maybe you can play the girl that killed me.
Like an origin story too. Yeah. I think that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
What was that scene? I've always wondered because I wasn't, I was around, but I wasn't there while they were filming. But whenever I first saw it, like I wasn't there physically,
yeah.
But seeing that opening or the opening scene where like the demon, like as soon as you pick up the mask, there's all that stuff going on in the background. I think that would be such a cool origin story. It's like, what happened then?
Because
I watched that and I was like, I want to know that too.
I want to know if, because that came from like in the character's grandmother's house, right? Was it the grandmother's house? Was she the demon before? I want to see an old lady killing people.
You never
make
know.
It happen.
You won't tell me. That's all.
Yeah, speaking of that, I'm going to play the trailer for Devil's Mask, and it happened right about now.
Still wearing the ring. Just can't let it go yet.
I'll do the wave. Hooray. Perfect. So Tony, I'm assuming you didn't watch The Devil's Mask either.
That would be correct. Now it's on my radar. Now that I, you know, like enjoyed what I saw so much, now I gotta
you
dive
better.
Deep into it.
That's a completely 180 from Imaginarium's Dungeon of Doom and Thieves, because I had to be a
humor.
Actor, mm-hmm. I guess, and I am not, and I try so hard, but how I say my words, like, it just doesn't sound like I'm being serious ever. So
he did great.
I'm just like,
he's not used to being.
I was gonna say, I thought you did great. I mean, I thought it was great. So, yeah, I mean. You're always like, you know, it's one of those things where you're always picky about your own stuff. Like, I'm sure you're nitpicky about your art and about your music and everything, like, and your dog being upside down and your wife in the head. You know, that's what happened.
They do that.
Whoops. Yeah. But anyways, so with the pandemic, obviously things. I mean, with Imaginarium Dungeon of Doom, it's probably easier because you guys are just filming on your own. But are you guys like planning anything as a group, like coming up, or is it just you're just focusing in on the Imaginarium Dungeon of Doom?
So as far as people from Thieves or
yeah, just the whole. Yeah.
Whole ensemble. I
mean, to be honest, like, you know, we still all consider everybody friends of ours. Blake was in the first Dungeon of Doom. She killed him in the clown episode. We want to get him to do more episodes, and as far as, you know, a lot of other people are concerned, they either don't express any interest or, you know, they're just too busy to do anything. One of the guys that is usually filming with us, he moved to the LaCroix or whatever. Is it the Virgin Islands somewhere, so he moved away from an oil company, so he's not able to do it. So we just thought, you know, I mean, work with what you have. Kevin Smith saw, you know, like you have a bunch of plans. If you don't, like, that's why it's just you know me, her, and Carlos is usually you know an extra or another character. Jorge, Carlos's boyfriend, is usually an extra in a lot of this. That he was the demon in the demons episode.
Carlos gets cultured too.
Yeah, the same in Carlos gets cultured as well.
He was the other one on the couch for the second one. He was the other guy.
Yeah.
Nice. How many of those do you guys have in the can? Have you guys recorded?
At least five, because you know.
Man, we just filmed one.
We just filmed. Oh my god, this next one was our best.
Really?
It's gonna be, I'm sure. Well, no, I can say what the movie is.
Okay.
So, have y'all ever seen Chiller Rama?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, with Adam Green. That's another like.
Oh yeah.
It's all that.
Of them.
We did the Frankenstein one, right?
Yeah, yeah. We had the director.
Yes. Yeah.
And so we watched that the first time together a while back, and we fucking loved it. And you know, of course, Carlos hasn't seen shit, so so we showed him that one, and they, you know, and Jorge, they both fucking thought it was hilarious. And we're just in every freaking scene, we're like, like we're screaming and shit right off the bat, dude. Like, guy gets his fucking shit bit off and stuff. It's like spoilers. Sorry,
such a good movie.
The movie's good. Yeah, is one of the stories in that? Didn't we have a director from one of those stories on? Trying to remember who it was.
I believe so, but then you have like
the guy who did
Cooldooter and
he did Lavalantula.
Yeah, Mendez. Was it Mike
Mendez? I think he did one of them. Yeah,
and but then you had like Cooldooter and what movie won? They were in one of the scenes as like background people.
I think that was the one with the giant sperm. I think it was that one.
Godzilla.
Yeah, Godzilla.
That was a fun one.
That was awesome. 1950s fucking monster movies.
Yes. So we're actually getting close to the hour point. So I just want to make sure that people know to go to the YouTube channel and subscribe so they can check out all of the Imaginarium Dungeon of Doom and everything else that's on there because it's so awesome. And just good. And it drives me crazy that, like, you would think that there would be, like, thousands and thousands and thousands of views. And it's just, like, there's so much on the internet.
There will be.
Yeah, they will be. That's what I'm saying. Make sure I'll wear them. And then I'll be like, oh, people ask me, what's that shirt? And I'll tell them exactly what it is. Yeah. So make shirts. I'll buy
it.
I would buy shirts of your art, too. I'm just saying. Like, just take photos of it. Put it on a shirt. I would totally buy that.
Photos of him holding up his artwork on a t-shirt.
Yeah. I did that. We were trying to do that with the guys from Comic Book Man because we had like multiple pictures from them and like we tried to do it where they were holding the 8x10 of the last time we met signed by them and we were just doing it like down, but then cons fell apart. That's another idea I have too for a coffee table book called Celebrity Photos, but it's all just pictures of me taken by celebrities. So, like, you're about to say, like, hey, can I have a picture? And just hand them your camera and just be like, huh? Like,
yeah, picture taken by Kane Hodder.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Anyway,
but you have to get them to like put like their hand out or something.
Well, no, so then have someone with like a crappy camera take a picture of them.
Right,
take
back.
All right. He ran away. And there goes,
I don't blame him. I love that dog, that wacky dog of yours.
Dude and his dog.
Dude and his dog. Rough.
Dude and their dogs. Oh, here he is. Oh wait, no. I'm sorry. This isn't Jace.
Oh, there you go.
I tell you what, that fucking douchebag that was in over here for a second ago, he's a piece of shit. Uh-oh, what happened?
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Told that loser Jace to get the fuck out of here.
Nice.
But anyway,
yeah.
You guys, thanks for having us on, first of all. Angel, Tony, Kevin.
Who's that?
I'm not a beast. Host of Imaginarium's Dungeon of Doom. I'm a lot sexier without my jacket on, I know. But hey, here I am. I'm famous.
Tony looks
like a kid.
I was gonna say,
by the way,
you just shave. You need to shave, or you just shaved?
I just shaved.
Like you just push really hard and it popped back out again.
It does. I'm like Tim Allen in the Santa Claus. That fucking bitch.
It's like one of those Play-Doh makers.
Exactly.
Play-Doh makers, you cut it and then push it a little bit and they all come, yeah, they, yes, all come back out.
When I'm constipated.
Yes, exactly. I was going to tell people to go to your Instagram. So Imaginarium Delirium. If you go there, you can see all of the awesome. There's plenty of cool masks and artwork.
Dude, that Alf
mask. Yeah, the Alf is ridiculous. The Alf is great.
Well, is that the one?
By how good Jace made that Alf mask as well. I said, hey, man, you're stepping up your game. Oh, look at that two-step. Oh, and he's scaring his shank. I gave him that for his 5th birthday.
Nice. Yeah, it's really good. Was that a commission, or was that just when
you sat in the room?
Nice.
The guy told him, he's just like, hey, you're really, hey, there I am. Look at that sexy bitch. Oh, man, them thigh muscles are great.
Different colored level faces.
You know.
Look at that. It's so good. So, yeah, go to Imaginarium Delirium. Imaginarium _ Delirium on Instagram. And what is it? Did I say it wrong?
Imaginarium_
Half of the devil. Yes.
I know.
Half of evil. But, yeah, it's
Angel
really good.
Too. This is Elvira. You won't leave us alone.
That's okay. So not only do you do commissions, but there's some stuff that you have that you may have like available at the time. So you post that stuff every once in a while where you may have some paintings that are already done and available. But if there's anything in particular, like if Tony wants a killer clown from outer space, you just, you know, send him a message.
Buddy, and I will let you know the deets. Or Jace will let you know the deets.
He will. He will. I'm sure that there'll be a very, short time frame. He'll come on the show with a giant mask of some sort or a painting.
Yeah.
And Tony will be that much poorer. But anyways, well, thank you very much, guys. So besides Imaginarium Delirium 333 on Instagram, is there anywhere else that they can follow you on social media?
I keep it simple. Just one social media platform for me.
And then for Dario Studios, all you have to do is just search Dario Studios, and all of our content is there as well.
Yeah, and they're on Facebook.
I'm not sure because I'm not on Facebook, but I think Dario Studios is on Facebook. So just check Facebook for Dario Studios.
Dario Studios is also on the TikTok.
Oh.
Yes, we do have a TikTok.
The TikTok.
Do you do dances?
I call it the clock that broke.
Do you do the dances on TikTok?
I started to, and then all of a sudden I was just like, this is a app for 14-year-old idiots, and I refuse to get back on that.
Well, that being said, Tony now has a TikTok, so Tony, you wanna send
Tony.
To
Tony, you're on TikTok?
I do movie
you really
reviews
have
on
nine
it.
Fingers?
Awesome.
I got a hook finger. I messed it up in high school. Almost the whole thing. Almost the same.
I get hit by a truck.
Oof.
I don't have that story. I dropped weight on it and lifting for football, but I think you beat me on that one.
Yes, you did. Anyways, Tony, where else can they find you?
Oh, you can find me at Tony Has Nine Fingers on YouTube, where I do movie reviews, unboxings, anything movie related you'll find here. Tony Has Nine Fingers on Twitter, which I hardly ever use. Tony Has Nine Fingers now on TikTok, where I do short movie reviews and show off my collection. And Tony's Movies on Instagram, where I show off the movies behind me. And of course, here every Tuesday on the Wicked Horror Show. Angel.
You can find me on That Strange Show with my buddies Ryan and Mandy. Having a good old silly goose time.
Yeah.
And then, sometimes on here with you guys.
Yeah. And Ryan's got an album, EP coming out soon.
Yeah. April 6th, that drops.
So. You know what it's called?
Ritual Cysts. The band's name is called Sharp Object.
Yeah. It's so, good stuff. He sent me a link. So yeah, it's good stuff. And you can find me A Knuckle on Instagram. And besides Wicked Horror Show and Wicked Horror Reviews, Bill Barry's in the comments going gah. So thanks, Bill. So besides that, you can also find me on Secret Underground Hideout and Black and White Fright, all of which are on the Dorkening Podcast Network. And thanks to everyone involved. Thanks to Sergio for being in the room again, and thanks for gah, Bill. And have a good night. Thanks, guys. I'm ending the process.